aircraft cockpits have changed considerably over the past half century. The yoke-shaped control columns were replaced with joysticks, first developed for computer games. Analog clock-like instruments have given way to electronic displays with touch-sensitive screens. Honeywell Aerospace Vice President Ken Snodgrass says his company is testing its advanced cockpit in a small passenger jet.
It has four very large screens, and you'll see things are set up to be very, very graphical. So not like the older cockpits where you had a lot of button pushes. There's a lot more now like you use on your mobile phones and also for your tablets.
Visually simplified information displayed on small screens in front of a pilot's eye will enable pilots to quickly grasp a situation and make the best possible decisions, says Thales Avionics Marketing Director Richard Perrault.
This system is based on our 20 years experience within the military field on helmet mounted display system, and for the first time we will introduce it on the commercial aircraft.
Thales Senior Development Engineer Sylvain Moose says similar changes are coming to air traffic control centers.
We have no keyboard, no mouse. The controller is interacting with the system through the gaze information and the touch screen.
Manufacturers are not forgetting the passengers. Video displays in the back of passenger seats will offer real-time connectivity and much more entertainment than today. Senior manager for Panasonic Avionics, Matthias Walter, says the goal is to make the passenger feel almost at home.
What we're close to really delivering is the seamless travel process for the passenger. So there's no difference between the experience that you have on the ground and the experience you have on the aircraft.
Exhibitors at the Paris Air Show say by 2020, cockpits in most passenger aircraft will have advanced touch-sensitive screens, while pilots will wear head-mounted displays. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.